This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestavid. The news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Paurel appeals to preserve social, religious and ethnic harmony across the country. Prime Minister Balendra Shah to address the nation. National Security Council decides to strengthen coordination among security agencies and stakeholders to maintain social harmony and national unity. Life gradually returns to normal in Sunsari. Curfews imposed in parts of Dhanusa, Parsa and Siraha to maintain law and order. And attack on Northwest Pakistan police post kills 11 officers. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paurel has expressed concern over the recent unrest in Kaptanganj and other areas of Diwanganj rural municipality in Sunsari district, urging all citizens to preserve Nepal's long-standing tradition of social, religious and ethnic harmony, tolerance, reconciliation, brotherhood and national unity. In an appeal issued today, President Ramchandra Paurel said Nepal's identity and heritage have been built on centuries of social, religious and ethnic harmony, tolerance, reconciliation and brotherhood. The head of the state urged all political parties, civil society and all Nepalese sisters and brothers to strengthen national unity by preserving these values and ensuring peace, stability and good order. The president appealed everyone to prevent the situation from becoming more complicated and to maintain unity, mutual goodwill, friendship and tolerance within our communities. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Balendra Shah is addressing the nation after a while. According to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Prime Minister Shah would address the nation in wake of recent incidents and contemporary issues in the country. Chairperson of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, Ravi Lami Chane, held discussions with the party's lawmakers present in Koshi and Madhes provinces regarding the current situation. According to his private secretariat, today's meeting took place at the RSP Parliamentary Party office in Simhadarbar. RSP lawmaker Ashok Chaudhary said Chairperson Lami Chane instructed the lawmakers to return to their respective districts, engage with local communities and take initiatives to promote social harmony and goodwill at the local level. Sunsari is gradually returning to normal after clashes between two groups on Sunday night following efforts by the government, local administration, security agencies and political parties. Chief District Officer of Sunsari, Ishwari Prasad Aryal, said the situation is improving although an indefinite curfew remains in force in several affected areas. As a precaution, authorities have also tightened security across the Tarai Madhes region. Meanwhile, indefinite curfews have been imposed in sensitive areas of Dhanusa and Siraha, while a prohibitory order is in effect in parts of Birgunj or Parsa until Friday morning. Earlier, a 15-year-old boy, Ganesh Yadav of Aurahi rural municipality, was killed by gunfire during a protest in Golbazar of Siraha district, where demonstrators had blocked the east-west highway. Following the incident, an indefinite curfew was imposed in the Golbazar area. The Madhes provincial government has urged all stakeholders to exercise restraint and help maintain peace, social harmony and public security. Following a cabinet meeting on Thursday, Chief Minister Krishna Prasad Yadav appealed to political parties, religious leaders, civil society, the media, the private sector and the public to work together to uphold peace, social harmony and religious and cultural tolerance. The 43rd meeting of the National Security Council has decided to make coordination among all security bodies and stakeholders more effective to maintain social harmony and national unity. Council's Member Secretary and Secretary of the Defence Ministry, Kedarnath Sharma, said the meeting presided over by Prime Minister and Chairperson of the Council, Balendra Shah, held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbar today, reviewed the overall security situation of the country and the Sunsari incident occurred on the 26th of July. Similarly, discussions were also held on strengthening cooperation between the bodies concerned to effectively operate search, rescue and relief activities in disaster incidents on time. On the occasion, Foreign Minister Shishir Karnal said the meeting was briefed that the situation of Sunsari has started being normalized after collective efforts of political parties, local stakeholders, and security bodies. Newly appointed Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Karki took the oath of office and secrecy at ceremony held at the Supreme Court shortly after being appointed by President Ramchandra Bardal on Thursday. Chief Justice Dr. Prakash Mohan Singh Rawat administered the oath to Chief Election Commissioner Karki. After taking the oath, Karki administered the oath of office and secrecy to Election Commissioners Guru Prasad Wagle and Dr. Rajiv Subba. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee had unanimously endorsed Karki's nomination on Wednesday following the committee's approval of the Constitutional Council's recommendation. President Bardal formally appointed the three officials. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै कल गर्नुस् डेटा चलाउनुस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Information and Communication Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha has said the government is giving high priority to strengthening Nepal's historic state-owned public media institutions, including Radio Nepal, Nepal Television, Gorkha Patra Corporation and the Rashtriya Samachar Samiti, RSS. Speaking at the ministry's annual progress review for fiscal year 2025-26 at a meeting of the Ministerial Development Problem-Solving Committee on Thursday, Dr. Timmal Sinha said the government is committed to reconstructing and modernizing these institutions to improve their quality and enhance their role in delivering public information. At the meeting, National Planning Commission member Professor Dr. Sudhan Jha said the Ministry of Information and Communication is responsible for implementing the government's plans ranging from digital governance to the digital economy and stressed the need for technology-based public service delivery. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. An ambush on a police checkpoint in Pakistan's northwestern Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province has killed at least 11 police officers and injured dozens. Al Jazeera cited the local authorities as saying the attack late on Wednesday took place in the Hangu district near the Afghan border. The attackers first used explosive-laden quadcopters to target the police post before ambushing it, according to a police statement. Security forces engaged in an hours-long gun battle with the attackers, killing 15 of them while sustaining heavy casualties, said local police. The U.S. military says it has completed a heavy wave of strikes against Iran in retaliation for Tuesday's attempted ballistic missile attacks on American forces. The BBC cited CENTCOM as saying it hit dozens of Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps IRGC targets in response to Iran's firing on U.S. bases in Jordan and at ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian state media said the latest strikes had killed 3 people, including a 2-year-old child on Kismet Island, while other locations were also hit in the south and west of the country. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall at a few places in the Himalayan region. A few places in the hilly and Tarai areas of Koshi province are likely to receive light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning. Similar conditions are expected at a few places in the hilly areas of Bagmati Gandaki, Lumini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. At a few places in the Tarai of Bagmati Gandaki and Sudarpashchim provinces and at one or two places in the Tarai of Madhes and Lumini provinces. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly areas of Koshi, Bagmati Gandaki and Karnali provinces as well as in the hilly and Tarai areas of Sudarpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Porwal appeals to preserve social, religious and ethnic harmony across the country. Prime Minister Balendra Shah to address the nation. National Security Council decides to strengthen coordination among security agencies and stakeholders to maintain social harmony and national unity. Life gradually returns to normal in Sunsari. Curfews imposed in parts of Dhanusa, Parsa and Siraha to maintain law and order. And attack on Northwest Pakistan Police Post kills 11 officers. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.